Hello and good day. Welcome to KXCI's Thesis Thursdays. My name is Monica Ramirez Andriada, and I'm Assistant Professor of Soil, Water, and Environmental Science at the University of Arizona. Today, I am very excited and honored to be interviewing Sarah Van Glumpt. So, Sarah, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for having me.
What college are you in?
I'm in the College of Agriculture and Life Sciences in the Soil, Water, and Environmental Science program. My advisor is Dr. Mark Brousseau, and I work in his contaminant transport lab. I'm working with a class of fluorinated chemicals called PFAS, which stands for per- and polyfluorinated alkyl substances. These are human-made chemicals that commonly contaminate the environment, and they're especially concerning because they can have some severe human health impacts, even at low exposure concentrations. I'm more specifically looking at how they behave and transport through soils and groundwater.
Why do we care so much about soils?
Soils are very important because they're directly linked to groundwater. So we rely on clean water for so many uses, one of which obviously is consumption. So we need to protect these water bodies from contamination so that we can continue to rely on them safely.
And what are the sources of these PFASs?
I think the most major sources would be from industrial and military. They have a lot of applications. One is that they are flame retardant, So they're used in these firefighting foams. They're used in a lot of consumer products, so big names like Gore-Tex, Scotchgard. They are water resistant and grease and stain resistant, so they're using things like Teflon pans.
What is your specific research question?
There are hundreds, if not thousands, of these chemicals, all with their very specific chemical structures, so they'll all behave a little differently. The legacy compounds are these long carbon chain compounds. Ones that people might recognize more are PFOS and PFOA. These are really hard to degrade in the environment because of those long carbon chains. So once they enter the environment, they can remain for decades or longer. There are some newer emerging PFAS compounds that typically are shorter chain compounds, and they're often produced to be used with the same purposes as the legacy compounds, but people are hoping because they have these shorter carbon chains, they will more easily break down and they won't stick around in the environment as long.
So what do you hope to do once you graduate with your PhD?
I have a background in environmental engineering for my previous undergrad and master's degrees. I would love to incorporate some engineering approaches to what I do. I love being part of research in the field related to soil and groundwater contamination. That could be found for me in a number of outlets, whether it's working for a government agency or continuing in research, something like that.
What's your favorite band or song? What do you jam out to?
Lately, I've been listening to Charlie XCX's new album, Pop 2, and that's a good one to jam out to.
Well, thank you so much, Sarah, for your outstanding research efforts, and we're very happy to have you as a student in our department. So
yeah.
Thank you for your hard work.
Thanks for having me.